Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fed Connects podcast series. On June 5th, Market Connections and Sarah Lyman, VP Media Director at TMP Government, will present the findings of the sixth annual release of the Federal Media and Marketing Study. If you're not familiar with this study, it provides valuable insights into the media habits of mid to senior level federal decision makers, which is critical for targeting and influencing these potential buyers. Today we're speaking with Lisa DeZutti, who is the President and CEO of Market Connections, about this study, about the upcoming event, and much more. And Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for connecting with us. It's always a pleasure. And let's jump right in. You know, give us the overall perspective behind the Federal Media and Marketing Study, and this is more for our listeners who may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you mentioned in the intro, we are in our sixth year, and it was really born out of a need to have a tool specific to the federal market. There are other media tools out there available for the commercial market, such as Scarborough and those sorts of media usage data sources, but they don't focus specifically on government. So we wanted to be able to bring to the market an independent single source of media usage data across the entire federal government that's going to help government contractors, companies targeting the federal government, develop their marketing plans and help guide media decisions.
That's great.
Matt. I was just going to say it's an interesting tool in that it helps companies understand not just what federal decision makers are consuming, but how they're consuming that information. And that's something I think that those that come to the event on June 5th will find interesting, because this year we haven't seen as significant a change, I guess, perhaps, in what people are consuming, but we are seeing interesting trends in how they are consuming information. So more to come on that at the event itself.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, certainly look forward to hearing more about that. And, you know, to step back just a little bit for one second, you know, today's economy has been tough. We've had a rough few years here for government contractors. It looks like still going to be probably rough roads ahead. Why is this information so vital for a contractor's marketing effort?
Yeah, I wish I could say that that it's not going to be a continued rough road ahead, but it certainly is. I mean, I know contractors made a lot of changes across the board last year. We're continuing to see them make those changes organizationally, you know, operationally, as well as in what they're doing in the marketing realm. And unfortunately for a lot of companies, their marketing budgets have been slashed in half, sometimes by more. So what they do have available, those precious dollars that they do have available, they need to make sure, more than ever, I mean, we always had to think this way, but now it's even more critical, that those dollars are spent as efficiently and as effectively as possible. There is less room for error. Federal marketers have to get it right the first time, and this tool is really great to help them do that. And a good example is we were working with an out-of-town client, and they were looking at some of those commercial sources that I was telling you about. And when we reviewed the federal media study tool with them, it gave a different picture in terms of where to place some of their media that they were looking at. It was actually radio was the channel. So I think it's you know, so I'm so glad that we were able to have that conversation with them, because it saved them from putting their radio dollars in a place that perhaps would not have been as effective as it will be now, because they're basing those decisions on what we see in the federal media study tool.
That's outstanding. Now, not to tip the hat too much, because I know we're saving a lot of the data from the study for the event on June 5th, but tell us a little bit more about what's new this year and what's going to be happening with this year's study.
Absolutely. We do try to keep it fresh every year and add, you know, change things up a little bit. We keep a core set of questions that are the same, but we always try to swap out some other things. We did ask this year about the effects of shrinking budgets on media and media consumption, and there are some interesting differences there between civilian respondents and defense respondents, which I think will have an impact perhaps on how contractors are targeting both of those groups, some tweaks that they might want to make based on what those results say. We look at time spent accessing particular media. We added, we've always asked about some sort of the major TV news networks, CNN, that sort of thing, Fox. But we added this year time of day, and we also added the weekend morning news program. So that's a new data point that I think folks will find interesting. We looked at sporting events, either watched on TV or attended live, that right here in the Washington area. So that's not national, but it would be here in Washington. And then trips, the number of trips that are taken outside of local airports. Again, if advertisers or marketers are looking at maybe buying advertising in a particular terminal or something like that, an airport, this gives them a little guidance in terms of where those dollars need to be.
Oh, that's interesting.
Those are the new highlights for this year.
Wow, fascinating, especially from the airport media buying perspective. I often wondered if there's any strategy behind that, but it sounds like you're going to be offering the data for contractors.
I will
to be
talk
a bit
about
more
it. I have one very big recommendation, but if I gave it to you now, it would just give the whole thing away, so I'm going to save it.
That sounds good. We don't want to do that here, certainly not in this venue when the event's a few weeks away. But how about we can shift real quick before we sign off. Tell us about the panelists. I understand you've got a panelist with some great people.
We always have a good panel, and this year is no exception. We've got some outstanding senior executives that are going to be joining us. We have Patrick Burns, who's the Senior Director of Public Sector Marketing at NetApp. We have Nettie Johnson, who's the Vice President of Marketing Communications at Lockheed Martin. We have Mark Moit. He's the Vice President of Communications and Marketing at General Dynamics Information Technology. And then last but not least, Rebecca Umbarger, Director of Public Sector Marketing at Dell Software. And they're all going to be sharing with the audience their challenges. We continue to have challenges in reaching the federal government and how they're addressing those challenges from a marketing perspective, what's working and what isn't. So I'm very excited to have them on the panel this year.
That's outstanding. You know, Lisa, before we sign off, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that everyone can register at our event, and I encourage them to do so. We typically fill up fast. The audience grows and grows every year, but everyone can do that at our website, marketconnectionsinc.com. And I look forward to seeing everyone there.
And we look forward to it as well. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive FedConnects podcast interview with Lisa DeZutti, President and CEO of Market Connections, who shared some very interesting insights into the upcoming findings of the 6th annual release of the Federal Media and Marketing Study. And Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. You're very welcome. It was my pleasure, Matt.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.